Where is the Palestinian cause headed? Al-Raya newspaper, issue 589, March 3rd, 2026, by Dr. Mohammed Jilani. The term Palestinian has become internationally and regionally recognized, but it is an inaccurate description of the issue. The truth is that Palestine is part of the Islamic Ummah, and Palestine belongs to all Muslims. However, with the destruction of the Islamic State and its division into small states, the borders between them were drawn on maps by the Kafir disbelieving colonialists. What has been coined the Palestinian cause is in reality the issue of the Jewish occupation of Palestine and the establishment of their monstrous entity in this blessed part of the Muslim world. Since the Jews are a deceitful people, known for their cunning, blackmail, and constant demands, never satisfied with what they receive, the issue of the establishment and the occupation of their entity began to take on many dimensions. The Jews exploited the strategic location of their entity in the heart of the Muslim world, a location chosen by Britain to serve the bridgehead of the disbelieving West to prevent the reemergence of the Khilafah, Caliphate, against which Britain conspired with Arab and Turkish nationalists during the same period in which the decision was made to create this illegitimate entity. Therefore, the core issue is the establishment of a Jewish entity in Palestine by order of the head of Kufr, disbelief at the time. Britain, and through the cheap collusion of its agents in the region, including Arabs and Turks, and with the approval of the rest of the disbelieving Western countries, since the official establishment of the Jewish entity in 1948 on part of the land of Palestine and its acquisition of official international support, it has formulated for itself inevitable plans to continue as a spearhead for the disbelieving colonialists in the heart of the Muslim world. These plans include three matters. 1. Expanding borders. Since Britain succeeded in establishing it in 1948, the Jewish entity has sought to seize what remains of the land of Palestine, claiming that its current borders are fragile and lack sufficient strategic depth, especially since it expects to become a homeland for all Jews of the world. To achieve this goal, it deliberately and in collision with the rulers of neighboring countries occupied the Gaza Strip and the rest of Palestine in 1967, and the West Bank became part of Jordan, although its expansion remained under the guise of occupation. It has been established a long-term strategy to annex what it seized in 1967 to become part of itself. 2. The Judaization of the state. The local and international Zionist movement has sought to establish the Jewish entity as a national homeland exclusively for Jews and to maintain its Jewish character. The Jews have not concealed this strategic objective. Instead, they have forcibly displaced Palestinians from their lands beginning in 1948. The committed massacres that instilled terror and panic, such as those in Kafr Qasim, Deir Yassin, and elsewhere. The issue of forced displacement intensified during the recent war on the Gaza Strip, and the acts of violence, killing, and house demolitions in the West Bank, displacing its inhabitants from their lands and homes. This culminated in the decision to register certain areas of the West Bank as state land, placing them under the direct control of the Jewish entity in practice, formally annexing them. 3. Strategic superiority. The Jewish entity insists on maintaining strategic military superiority in the region, enabling it to defend itself and deter any military action that might threaten its existence. The Jewish entity possesses formidable convention military power, including air defense systems, aircrafts, missiles, and drones, in addition to a nuclear arsenal capable of deciding any battle that might threaten its existence. The strategic superiority strategy necessitates preventing any other state in the region from acquiring nuclear weapons like those discussed in the case of Iran. This is the crux of the Palestinian issue. It is not a refugee issue, nor is it about Palestine or the Palestinian people. Instead, it is about the Jewish entity, its expansion, the displacement of Palestinians to other areas, and its pursuit of strategic superiority, particularly nuclear superiority. Whether the international order at the global and regional levels, this issue has been termed the Palestinian question, the core of which lies in two points. First, the establishment of a Palestinian state recognized by the Palestinians and, in particular, by the Arab states as the state of Palestinians who were expelled from their lands and country to be housed in a place called the State of Palestine. The other issue is the refugee problem, which has persisted for 78 years and is to be resolved through an entity called Palestine by making this the central issue in the region, the Jewish entity has crossed its red lines, which dictate its dismantling and the return of all Palestine to its rightful owners, the Islamic Ummah, of which the Palestine people are an integral part. Therefore, countries around the world, whether Tier 1 countries like Britain, France, Russia, and China, Tier 2 countries like the East of Europe, or Tier 3 countries like those in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, including Muslim-majority countries, have been striving intensively and continuously to establish a state for the Palestinian people. This is not because their cause is the primary focus, but because establishing an entity for them, called a Palestinian state, would legitimize the Jewish entity, completely removing the label of occupation and absolving it of being a foreign aggressor on Muslim land. Moreover, if an entity were established for all Palestinians, whether they reside within Palestine, in camps in Jordan, Syria, and Lebanon, or in the diaspora, it would create another problem for the Jews, who, as we mentioned, are a people of falsehood. The issue arises from the perception that the previous presence of Palestinians in the area designated as a Jewish entity constituted an occupation of Jewish land by the Palestinians. Instead of the Jews being the occupiers of Palestine, the Palestinians would be seen as the occupiers of, quote, Judea and Samaria, and historical Palestine. This is not far-fetched for the Jews, who would then demand indefinite financial compensation. How, where, and in what form a Palestinian state would be established remains an ongoing question, not yet definitively resolved. The United States considers the annexation of 30% of the West Bank to the Jewish entity a reasonable option, with the state then established on the remaining land. The Jewish entity, for its part, believes that East Jordan, where Palestinians constitute more than 60% of the population, is suitable as a Palestinian state, either entirely or in a shared arrangement with Jordan. As for the Arab states, including Jordan, their opinions, acceptances, or rejections carry little weight. These are small states that have accepted a passive role in events rather than an active one, and have accepted absolute subservience to their Western masters, who created the Jewish entity to serve as their bridgehead, used to suppress any attempt to restore power to the region under the banner of Islam. This is what the disbelieving colonialist powers are planning. This is what the Jews want in the region, and this is what the treacherous rulers of Muslims have conspired to achieve. What the Islamic Ummah undoubtedly desires is the complete uprooting for the Jewish entity. Indeed, the complete eradication of all puppet regimes in Muslim lands and the establishment in their place of a single, sincere entity founded on the Aqidah and system of Islam, carrying the Raya banner and Liwat flag of Islam, devoted to the Lord of the worlds, and answerable to none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the One, the Almighty.